Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. We're so glad you're spending your Saturday afternoon with us. I am Paul Jamison, your host. I own the Jamison Real Estate Companies. That's Jamison Realty for buyers and sellers, Jamison Property Management if you are an investor. And we manage over 600 homes for individual investors, as well as Jamison Property Investments for those interested in learning more or working in the investment side of real estate. That's what we're here for. And I am here as the host of this show. If you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener, welcome. We're here live. George is on the board today, and my friend Preston Sandlin with Home Inspection Carolina is in the studio. Hey, Preston.
Hey, Paul. Good to see you.
Kind of good to be in here for a change.
Oh,
it?
Man. No mask?
No mask, but all these pieces of plexiglass to make sure we don't cough on George up there. They're just worried that he's going to get whooping cough or something if we get all crazy. You know, isn't it funny? This has nothing to do with real estate, but you go out now in public and you sneeze or something.
Oh.
It's like you're a, you know, like you're a leper or something.
I've held a sneeze because I same thing. I was like, oh, my God, I felt like my head was going to explode because it felt like it had to come out somewhere.
Yeah. And now that the mask mandate has been lifted somewhat, you know, the people that are kind of the mask czars out there, you know, you can tell who they are, and they're always looking at you with, you know,
the
a scent of contempt, you know, because you're not wearing the mask. But, hey, I'm glad to see people smiling faces. That's what I care
absolutely.
About, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Good to see you and good to have you back in the studio. I know we'll probably hear from Sandy at some point, so she'll be calling in. So we look forward to her mortgage update when she does. But, you know, one of the things we kind of need to do is put a little bit of a line in the sand, Preston, because I want to just kind of mark this date today, April 30, as a time where we say, okay, something is in the air.
Okay.
And I'm not just talking about pollen. Okay.
I was thinking, what do I have for lunch?
Oh, my.
Pull my finger. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
What I'm thinking is that the market is shifting a little bit.
Yeah.
And I want people to be aware of that, especially those that are thinking about selling in the remainder of this spring and in the summer, as well as those investors out there and those that are looking to get involved in real estate, and certainly the buyers. Now, I'm going to go kind of in reverse a little bit, and I've got some statistics. Well, I'll talk to the buyers first. You know, buyers out there right now, and you hear this because you deal mostly with buyers,
right?
Are feeling a sense of fatigue.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple offers, not winning, struggling with finding that home. And again, I want to stop here before I go farther. We are live today, so if you want to call, 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. George is here, and he can pop you on with us if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, Preston or me, 704-570-1110. We welcome that. But, you know, there's a lot of fatigue.
Oh, yeah.
And so what I say to people is one of two things. You need to change your strategy if you're not winning.
Right.
Because we're winning. And there's a particular strategies that you have to impose or have to be able to impose in order to win. And there's some creative ways that us as realtors can help people do that.
Right, right.
And so, you know, if what you're doing isn't working, change it.
Yeah, what definition of insanity, right?
Yeah, correct. I wasn't going to say that, so you did. So good.
Keep doing the same thing over and over. You can send him different results.
Yeah, you can send him the hate mail on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So the next thing is, I tell them is, look, want you to realize that this is not a time to give up, because even if you give up and decide to go on the sidelines, it's going to be more expensive. And potentially, you're going to miss some opportunities by waiting.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
100%.
So the longer you wait, still the more expensive, even though we're seeing the number of offers and the number of showings slightly tick down. The law of economics still applies here. Supply stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Demand is off the chain.
Right.
Okay. Interest rates, as Sandy will tell you, and as it's obvious to many, have gone up significantly. And it has changed the equation of what people can afford.
Right. Right.
But there are ways to compete, and that you need to implement those if you're not winning. Now, let's talk to the seller for a minute. As a seller, you need to cool your expectations. Instead of getting 10 offers, you might get 2 or 3. Right. Instead of 50 showings, you might get 10.
Right.
Right? You need to begin to cool your expectations and, step back on a little bit of what lofty things you may be experiencing. Do I think that listings will go backwards? No, I don't. I don't think pricing will go down, but I think it is slowing.
Yes.
And the market is slowing.
I'm experiencing that too.
And that's rates. And right now, here's the data to back it up. And this is data up for week ending April 16th. That's about as close as I can get right now. New listings are down 11.4%. 11.4%. So the law of economics still applies. Right? They're down to 1,155. Pending sales have increased 8%. Listings down, contracts increased to 1,280. See the gap of about 130 houses?
Yeah.
Right? Inventory has gone down to 2,733. It's gone down 32.5%. So there's changes happening. The law of economics still applies, but interest rates has created a pause and is slowing down the market. Some say it's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, that it's helping to correct things to give inventory a chance to catch up.
Create a little balance.
I just don't think that's going to be something that's quickly going to happen.
Yeah, but well, like you said, the supply and demand. I mean, when you have so much demand and so little supply, I mean, I think the interest rates can only do so much.
Yeah. So let's talk to the investor for a minute. Under normal circumstances, a.k.a. your brain, you would think, well, you know, if you want to invest in real estate right now, you can't get a deal. You can't get something worth renting. Here's my response to you. Nay, nay. That's wrong. We're selling a lot of investment property right now, and we're finding a lot of investment property right now because it's where and do the numbers work and do the numbers make sense and where is that market going? So let me just give you a little tip here and a little hint about rental property. And if we have to go to break, we will, and we'll come back to this. But right now, the number of active rentals in March of 2022, aka this year, is down 27%. Do you know how many there are?
How many?
911. Okay. Mm. Do you know how many people a day come into this market?
I was going to ask. You told me a couple of years ago it was 109. That was several
okay,
years
that's
ago.
109. Now it's 140.
Wow.
Okay. Where's the math? You know, you try and carry the 2, 9, you know. It's barely keeping up with new growth.
Right.
Okay. Number of proposed lease properties, about 966, 968. Average monthly lease price, end of March, is $1,818, wow. Up 11.5% from 2021.
Wow.
So Got to know the numbers. They got to make sense. When we come back, we'll talk some more. Preston Sandlin, Home Inspection Carolina, myself, Paul Jamison, having a good Saturday with you. The show, Your Real Estate Today, News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT. Welcome back. We're having a good Saturday on the show, Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison here with the Jamison Real Estate Companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investments, spending Saturday with you. We are live. The lines are open. If you want to call, make a comment, chat with us, ask a question about real estate, we welcome and encourage it. 704-570-1110. Here with Preston Sandlin with Home Inspection Carolina. And got Sandy on deck here to give us the mortgage update here in just a moment. But just to finish the thought from the last segment, I want to share with you something interesting about the inventory of rentals right now in our marketplace. I'm actually getting ready to teach a class, and we're going to talk some more about possibly a real estate summit coming up later on this year. But one of the interesting things I like to look at is in the rental market right now, which is also very tight related to inventory. One of the interesting things is, okay, if the inventory is tight, how is it made up? You know, and so Canopy breaks it out into square footage. So of the rentals available right now of 1,000 square feet or less, which would typically be a one or a two bedroom place, right?
Right.
There's only 102 of those.
Really?
In our market. The biggest chunk of rentals is between 1,000 and 2,000 square feet. There's 442 of those. The next kind of the third bracket is 2,000 to 3,000 square feet. There's 179 of those. Okay? I call that kind of the upper middle market.
Right, right, right.
But the 3,000 square feet and above, that's the number that really shocked me this morning when I read it. The 3,000 square feet and above rentals in our market right now, there are 39.
Wow.
So you look at these numbers and you look at the statistics, and you have to see that the rental market is severely underserved.
Right.
As our real estate market is severely underserved as it relates to inventory.
Right.
And there's a lot of opportunity there. Opportunity is knocking. Isn't that a great phrase?
I think I may have seen a book.
I might have heard that. There's, you know, maybe I should write a book. Oh, wait, I did.
You did. Yeah, I got an autographed copy.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Hey, Sandy.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? So.
Yeah.
So you're working on a Saturday and just talking up mortgages, are you?
Yes, I am.
I know that you have, if and what's the funny thing about Sandy, actually it's not funny, it's actually pretty cool. Sandy is an avid tennis player. And I have called many times when she's been playing tennis and asked for a pre-approval letter on somebody. And guess what? I get it. While she's playing tennis. I don't know how you do that.
Multitasking.
Ah.
She's ambidextrous.
That's right.
Amphibious if you go to NC State.
Amphibious.
Oh, man. She can serve and serve.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. So, like Sandy, that. What's going on in your world today?
Well, rates are going up, and that's not a secret. So they went from in the threes to in the fives. Now they're in the mid to high fives. So people are nervous about that. And we know that they'll probably keep going up for a little while longer as the Fed is anticipating rate hikes over the next couple months. So nice thing about cross country is we have a product where you can go ahead and lock it and then go find your house. So it's called a lock and shop. And so lock your loan in ahead of time for 90 days. And when you find the house, they extend it automatically for 30 days. And then you don't have to worry about what's going to happen while I'm looking for a house. So I really love that product, and we're doing a lot of it. Anyway, so if anyone's interested in it, they can certainly call me at 704-577-0144.
So, Sandy, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Does the Lock and Shop product have a jingle?
It didn't until the other day when someone named Paul Jameson started dancing and singing.
You know, so we were pre-recording a show. We have to bank some because life just happens, right? So Sandy's talking about the Lock and Shop along with the Arm Rates, which is another great show. I can't wait for that. I think it airs in 2 weeks, I think, maybe. I'm not sure. But anyway, so this whole Lock and Shop thing, I'm like, Sandy, this thing needs a jingle, like, you know, Lock and Shop, Lock and Shop. Everybody wants to Lock and Shop. And I'm going on and on, and I'm jumping around on the Zoom call. TJ, the producer at that time, had about enough of me. So he's like, you got to stop that. That is just enough. That is not meant for radio.
You're not for prime time.
Yeah.
I was just getting ready to say that had to be ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But that's okay. I don't mind.
I liked it.
Yeah. At least Sandy liked it, for goodness sake.
Yes, I did.
That's right. So, Sandy, one other quick thing. Well, actually, two quick things. Right now, with the inflated prices, and we're going to talk with Preston some about some of the things going on in the market, but wanted to share, ask you, you know, with the inflated prices right now, one of the biggest concerns is appraisal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also inspections, and we're going to hit Preston up related to that. But what is it that is your superpower when it comes to appraisals?
When it comes to appraisal, we handpick our own appraisal panel, which I don't know any other company that does it. There may be some out there. So we have to use AMCs or the master appraisal companies that that don't allow us to coerce appraisers. So we have one of those, but within that, we pick our own appraisal panel. So they rotate our appraisals, but they're always local. They're always experts. They know they're going to get our business, so they really work hard for us, and they give us really accurate values. So most realtors love when we get their deals because they know they don't have to worry as much about the appraisal as they would, say, another big company that just uses a random AMC, and they're subject to whoever they pick.
Yeah. Hey, as long as I don't mention any names, is it okay if I mention what happened to me this morning with that appraiser calling me?
Sure.
Okay. So this morning, I have a piece of property that's just had gone under contract, and the appraiser called wanting to set up an appointment with the tenants to do an appraisal.
Okay.
You want to talk about local knowledge. The appraiser grew up on that street.
No way.
So I don't know how it gets much more local knowledge than that, Sandy. And that's one of your appraisers on the panel.
Well, Sandy, you're doing a good job because I was talking to a realtor the other day that their appraiser that didn't use you, that should. Their appraiser came in from Hickory to do an appraisal here in Charlotte.
I didn't think you could do that.
I don't know. I don't know how it happened. And they were not happy with the results.
I've heard High Point. I've heard crazy areas.
Ironton. I heard Ironton one the other day.
Yeah. And nothing's wrong with Hickory, but when you bring a Hickory appraiser in to do one in Charlotte that may not be familiar with the area, the comps, it's just asking for trouble.
Right. And things are just moving too fast. You have to have somebody local and moving with the market. Like, they have to know the local market and change with it.
Right. The pulse.
That's right. I think it's a superpower, Sandy. I think there's one other superpower that I want you to talk about other than the Lock and Shop. Okay, I'm doing it again, except George won't look at me. So if I've got a buyer and it's a multiple bid situation, you make a very strategic call for me.
Yes, I do. I call the listing agent, and we always pre-qualify our clients after we've verified everything, so we know it's super strong and it's going to work. And I let them know that. And sometimes I ask what their seller's motivation is. Sometimes they'll tell me, who knows? But I at least ask them to pick us because of how strong our buyer is and how well we've pre-approved them. We've run them through an automated system. We've sent them to the underwriter. We've verified their income and their assets. It is super strong, and it's a little bit above and beyond most companies out there.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. I think it's a great thing. I call it a part of your superpower. Love working with Cross Country Mortgage. And again, how do they get you, Sandy, if they want to talk to you?
They call my mobile, 704-577-0144.
704-577-0144. Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. All right. So what do I got, about a minute, George? 30 seconds. Okay. All right. So let me just give you a hint of what's coming up at the break. I teased a little bit about this with Preston. Preston's got a superpower. And we utilized it last week. And that superpower is something called the walk and talk. And we want to tell you about what happened with that. We'll be right back to show your real estate today. News Talk 1110-993 WBT.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back to Show Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison here with the Jamison Real Estate Companies. That's Realty, Property Management, Property Investments, here with the one, the only, Mr. Preston Sandlin with Home Inspection Carolina.
Glad to be here, Paul. Although the superpower, my first superpower is that I can make my wife's eyes roll more than anybody else on the planet.
Yeah, that's super talent right there. And caller, hang on. We'll get to you here just shortly. All right, so. Preston, I want to begin the conversation, and once George brings the caller up in the queue, we may stop and recontinue. But
sure.
704-570-1110. 704-570-1110. God, I can't even get the number. 704-570-1110. If you want to participate, 570-1110. I've only been doing it 14 years. I don't know why I don't know the number. All right, so next, this walk and talk. We used it. Oh, that's Don. Mm-hmm. Okay. Come on, Don. Hey, Don Harris, I knew you would call. We set it all up.
We
said it was one of Preston's superpowers. So will you please, Don, share with the listeners and with Preston what you did, because I don't think he knows.
Yeah. You know, we've been discussing an opportunity to try this service out, and simply in its basis is this is a, in this competitive environment, having an inspector come on your pre-offer appointment to walk through the house with the agent and the buyer, just to look at the major components to give us their professional opinion as to what we're looking at, because the offer has to be so competitive, and if we know that we don't have any surprises coming, then we can make a stronger offer. So we utilized Preston's walk and talk inspection service this week. We knew the house had a few issues. The inspector looked at them, gave us an analysis of what we were looking at on that. The buyer was comfortable with moving forward with the offer, and we got the offer accepted.
Oh, awesome. That's so good to hear.
Yeah. You know, Don, when you were talking about it in our sales meeting, and for those that I didn't give proper introduction, I'm talking with Don Harris on the Jamison Real Estate team. Don is a fantastic real estate agent, one of my senior guys, a tremendous producer and a tremendous man. Don is had volunteered to utilize the service and came back and presented it to our sales team. You know, Don, what you said in the meeting, and would appreciate you elaborating, is the fact that, you know, you also thought it wouldn't be such a bad idea for sellers to use it.
Yeah, and I'm going to give Preston a call to follow up on that, to where, you know, maybe consider this walk and talk process when on a listing appointment for an enhanced service listing that we're doing, to do perform the same service, walk through the house with us, with the seller of us, and just give us a high level opinion as to the major components of the house, so that we don't have any surprises at the inspection time.
I love it. Love it. Absolutely. Yeah. This,
all right,
this is fantastic.
We'll do it.
It's actually where the walk and talk came from, was from a realtor. And now this, a realtor, it's kind of letting me know what the market needs. And thank you for that, Don, you know, and we're trying to accommodate. That's a fantastic idea. We'll make it happen. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
You know, Don had brought up this idea. We now at Jamison have a new program, which allows the consumer to pick which services they would like from us and which structure they would like from us based on what their needs are. And in the enhanced service that we have, in the platinum service, one of the things is this is looking at adding the walk and talk, per Don's suggestion, to the listing process.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Don, it's a great suggestion.
It just happened. Preston sanctioned it, so it just happened.
Yes. Well, thanks, Don. I'm glad you guys got that offer accepted, because it's tough out there. It's really tough out there.
Well, and again, I really give this inspection walk and talk service it gave my buyer the confidence to talk with the husband and the wife about what they were looking at, and to know what they were facing or not facing. And so just again gave them the confidence to move forward with the offer.
Right.
Awesome.
Right.
Thank you for that.
And
also
yep. Don, I'd like to give you a couple of kudos. You have been helping with a woman that is a longtime radio listener and a dear person. And she called us, and yesterday I witnessed as you helped her walk through the process of selling a family home and some real estate. And I just want to acknowledge that your experience and your knowledge and skill were really helpful to her, and it was really nice to watch. So congratulations.
I appreciate that. You know, and I take that as this is the team approach. She's a longtime listener and is now at the position where to sell a family asset. And based on the confidence that she has built in the Paul Jamison brand and hearing the truth week after week, she reached out to us. And so after a couple of meetings, you know, she entrusted that family asset to us for us to sell for her to maximize the value. And that's just always an honor.
Yeah, it is. It's an honor to serve and an honor to be in business with you, Don. Have
Thanks
a great rest
friend.
Of the day and enjoy the Saturday. Talk to you soon.
All right. Y'all too. Thank
See you.
You.
Don. Yeah.
You know, the power of that walk and talk, Preston, to someone like us, when we're entrusted with that buyer and the amount of money that they're having to put up in a due diligence fee that nobody wants to lose.
Right, right.
But yet we want to be competitive. If we do the walk and talk, guess what? We're more confident. We're willing to put up more. It's a part of a winning strategy.
Yeah. And I would love to take credit for coming up with it. But the truth is, Paul called me. Another realtor called me and said, Preston, could you, before this, and said, you know, could you have an inspector go with me on a showing to just see if you point out anything? And I started thinking, I was like, well, we need to start doing this, because if you got to put a big due diligence down to get the offer accepted, and due diligence for a lot of folks, I compare it to layaway, if you remember layaway.
Oh, yeah. Bill Gallagher was a master of explaining it that way.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you put a lot of due diligence down and then your offer is accepted, you have to move forward or you lose that due diligence. So it's good to know what if there's anything big, termites, mold, house been on fire, something like that. And that's what the walk and talk's for.
Yeah. And I think the fact, per Don's great comment, I think if we use it on the seller side as well.
Yeah, great idea.
It's truly a great option. You know, there's always still, Preston, the option for a pre-inspection.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To give them the full Monty, to come in, do the radon, do termite,
well, if it's needed,
yeah.
Swimming pool, if it's needed.
Right.
Yeah, pre-inspections are a great idea because you identify all the problems ahead of time, and that gives you time to get estimates for
right.
the for the work, and you can price around, you know, get mm-hmm. competitive estimates. And if the market switches, you know, which it will at some point.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you, you know, the power, you know, in case, you know, somebody wants to get you down on price, which isn't going to happen in this market, but it will in the future. So,
you know, it, and what's interesting about that is, is as a seller and as we consult a seller, the last thing we want to do is have them completely moved out of the house and lose the leverage that they have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You stuff know? On the truck.
You know, stuff's on the truck. They've moved on. And yet the buyer, the leverage switches.
Oh, yeah. 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 And they know it, too.
Or I mean, they've got another house under contract or whatever the case may be. It's an art.
Oh, yeah. And
you mitigate risk.
Yeah. If you can, you know, all the potential items. I mean, unfortunately or unfortunately, sometimes the inspection report can be used as a tool to, you know, get negotiation, and that's all well and good. But, you know, whoever, if the sooner you find out before you have the financial negotiation, the more power you have, the more
that's
leverage
exactly
you have.
Right. Boy, that's really the truth. And, you know, one of the things I think we need to continue to talk about that make up a lot of what is in that inspection report are two things in my view, Preston. I mean, after looking at thousands of reports, of course, you looked at tens of thousands of reports, so I'm a mere dwarf compared to your review of that. But there's two things.
Okay.
Code.
All right.
And crawl.
Code and crawl.
So the code.
You need a song for that. Code and crawl.
Code and crawl. We got a little lock and shop.
How much longer to a break?
Don't encourage him.
The lock and shop is just too easy. That's just kind of a fun thing. But the code, the building codes, and the crawl space
right.
seem to be what take up the most paper on an inspection report. 704-570-1110, if you agree. 704-570-1110. We're happy to hear from you. Preston. Am I not right? And number two, the building code thing, people really need to understand the fact of what the inspector has to say versus what makes sense.
Right,
you
right, right.
That,
well,
right?
And the codes have changed over the years.
They change every day.
Yeah, well, like you all know, well, I mean, one of the most common codes are, you know, the GFCI outlets in the
right.
kitchens and the bathrooms.
Right.
Well, you know, that didn't start until 1975. And then it has increasingly, you know, that was just kitchen and bathrooms, and now it's garage, crawl spaces. So, you know, if you sell a house built in 1950, it wasn't required. It wasn't code at that time. Is it a good idea? Yes. And if you do a major remodel, you know, over $35,000, you're going to have to make that new part of the house. But you can't make the seller change, you know, just because it was code when it was built, if that makes sense. You know,
right.
If you want to change it, I mean, it's a good idea, but you right. can't really make somebody make something code that wasn't code when it was built, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these older houses don't even have an outlet in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You have yeah. to do the light bulb. You have
yeah.
to, or it's off
yeah,
the light
bulb. Yeah. They put that little attachment between the light bulb and the socket.
Oh, yeah.
And plug in there. And, you know, and I'll see back on inspection reports. So here's what happened to me last
I knew there was a story coming. Okay. Paul always speaks from experience.
Okay, so we had a listing.
Right.
And I asked who the buyer was going to use for the inspection.
Right.
And it was not you.
All right.
Okay. And so I got the inspection report. It was 138
Ooh,
pages.
Goodness.
And I called the the buyer agent. Okay. And I asked only one question. Okay. Would you like to know what that question is? Or
yes,
do you
I
know? Take a guess.
I'm kind of at a loss. I don't know.
Is the inspector that did this brand new to the business?
Oh.
You know what her answer was?
What?
Yes. It's his first week.
Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness.
So after the break, we're not going to talk about that anymore.
That's kind of like going under surgery.
The inspection.
Like, would you?
Yeah,
it's right. My first surgery.
Yeah. What is an appendix? But when we get back, I want to talk to Preston not just about building code, but I want to talk to him about the crawl space. And we're going to talk about a few things related to how that affects the inspection and a lot more. And hey, don't forget, the phone does work. 704-570-1110 if you like. But we're talking, walking, and having a good day here in the WBT studios on the show Your Real Estate Today. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Such grand intro music for today. Kind of like it, actually.
Yeah. Makes beautiful
me,
weather.
Makes me too. Sound monstrous.
Epic.
704-570-1110 if you'd like to call us here on the show Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison with the Jamison Real Estate Companies. That's Realty Property Management, Property Investments, here with Preston Sandlin, Home Inspection Carolina. We're talking about some of Preston's superpowers, as well as some things in the inspection report that through experiences that we're seeing. And the walk and talk has kind of been the insurance policy that our buyers have and now our listings can have related to being ready to go or to make stronger offers
sure.
in this market.
And Paul, I wanted to add, too, that if you get a walk and talk, you know, that's just during the showing. We're going to go to the attic and the crawl spaces, which I know we're going to talk about, where any big problems would show up. It's $150. It's just based on time. Not the size, because you only have so long for the showing, and then we'll just talk to you. But we also offer a $50 discount towards the full inspection after that. Still recommend that you get a full inspection.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I meant to tell your guy that when he was on
Don?
But yeah.
Yeah. And I'm positive they will. I mean, it's just, you know, one of those things to make sure. This is like an executive verbal written summary of a few items.
Right.
It's always good to have something, especially what I use it for, even though I'm not really, even the full report, I'm not negotiating. I know what I have to do after I purchase it. It gives me a list to work from.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you want to know what you're getting into and what your future outlay is. And I always say this too, even when we inspect the house, you know, we put the age of the roof and the, you know, certain things on a house wear out, just like on a car. Working fine today, but you know, you own a car long enough, you're going to put some belts, hoses, and tires on it. Same thing with the house. You know, you own it long enough. So it kind of gives you a snapshot to what to budget for, you know, the next 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk for a minute about the crawl space, because, gosh, Preston, the reality is
that's where we find if there are major problems, that's probably where about 80 to 85% of them are.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So talk to me about that. Talk to me about really there are a lot of things going on down there.
Yeah, well.
And some can be fixed pretty darn easily, like turning the gutter down.
Yeah. Well, the crawl space is, you know, it's basically where the foundation of your house is. You know, the footings are down in the ground, and then you have piers that come up from the footers. And then, you know, they go up, and they go into a floor system, and then, you know, subfloor and all that sort of stuff. So we get to crawl under there, take a look at the foundation, you know, see what kind of shape it's in. A lot of that can be affected by drainage. Like you said, if you have poor drainage over a period of time, you know, the gutters not, you know, that can erode the soil under the footer, which causes it to drop, which, you know, can cause all kinds of problems, cracking, sagging floors, stuff like that. Then the other thing is, if you get a lot of moisture up under that crawl space, you know, crawl spaces, there's two different types of crawl spaces. That's a whole different discussion about a sealed crawl space or a regular crawl space. But if it's a regular crawl space, it needs to be vented. You know, the water, if you get water trapped in there, you know, all kinds of bad things happen. Elevated moisture leads to mold and the fungus among us and, you know, all kinds of problems with that. It's also conducive for termites. You know, it needs to be well ventilated. You need your drainage to go away, and you need crawl vents and possibly a fan. There's another option, which is a sealed crawl space, and that's excellent. It's not cheap, but it's basically sealing it up, making a conditioned space.
Yeah, and I think, too, what's interesting, one of the things I love working with your guys is that when I call them, because I call them after, if I'm not there, you know, or I usually try to come the last 30 minutes, but if I can't get there for whatever reason, I call them and they give me a summary. One of the things is, you know, hey, what is your opinion as to really where the water is coming from, per se, or the mold, per se? And one of them was really interesting.
Okay.
Your guy called me on a house in Gastonia where the sink and the shower were not hooked up. And so this, when they use the sink and when they use the shower, guess where it was going?
In the crawl space.
Correct.
Wow. Wow.
And that was the source of the moisture.
Wow. Was this a heavily used sink or?
No.
Okay. That's what I started to say. It might be a spare bathroom or.
Yeah. So it isn't that all of a sudden we now have to, you know, be an alarmist, right? We can go, hey, seller, don't use those two things, you know, or fix them.
Right, right, you know? Right.
And they're certainly more than amenable to do that. And that's what I love about your guys. It isn't just, here's your report, good luck, begin to cry.
Yeah.
It's, hey, this, just fix those two little things and you should be fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like when you go get a physical, that's what I always tell my guys when I'm training them. You know, I get a physical every year. The doctor tells me you're in pretty good shape. Cholesterol's a little high. Here's what you can do to fix your cholesterol. You know, I walk out of there with some marching orders. Same thing with a house. I mean, it's like a physical. You know, and we like to tell them too, you know, when they have like a higher end furnace or architectural shingles, because they are hit, you know, we're paid to find problems and that's what we do. But there's also some good things about the house as well. So we like to mention those as well so that they know, you know, what they're getting into, good and bad. And, you know, there's a workaround, there's a fix for everything.
Right. There's no jobs too tough if you pay someone enough. That's right. Okay, so of all your years, you know, there has got to be things on an inspection report that make you shake your head. Or one of the things I always laugh about is how sellers don't get ready for the home inspection.
Right.
Anything stand out to you as things
that I can say on the air?
No, you got to be able to say them on the air.
It's nice when the sellers clean up a little bit.
What makes it easier on the home inspector? What can they do, to your point, what can they do to make it easier on those guys?
Well, one thing is, so they have to get access to the electrical panel and the cutoffs for, you know, the water, electricity, which would be at the panel. Make sure they have access to that. Another thing is the garage, because they really need to inspect the foundation walls and for termites as well as cracks or anything like that, to move stuff off the wall in the garage would be awesome. And, you know, obviously, a lot of sellers don't know to do that, but my goodness, every once in a while we get hoarders, and it's like an episode of that's interesting when it gets like that. I also, you know, it's funny, we do little videos, right, of different things that we find, you know, for marketing and stuff like that. And I pay the guys to send me videos. And I said, man, if you send me a snake video or a bat video, I'll pay a little bit extra on that. And one of my inspectors keeps sending me this snake video, a different place. I was like, I think he's carrying that snake around with him. It looks like same snake. But check out our website. We got all kinds of stuff on there, videos, home maintenance videos, funny stuff we find, stuff like that.
If they want to talk to you about that inspection or have an interest in that, what should they do?
Homeinspectioncarolina.com. Available on there, homeinspectioncarolina.com. You can get all of our numbers, emails, everything from there. And there's a lot of free resources and free downloads on there as well.
All right. Well, if you want to talk to us, it's 846-DUNN, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. God bless you all. Thanks for spending Saturday with us. We'll talk to you next week. The show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT.